Hey, Love Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewels.
Father's Day to everybody. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I had a good time. So, Jules, what are you up to? What are you up to on this beautiful Father's Day?
Girl, I am up to just no good. My partner's sister's birthday was today, so yesterday we came all the way down to Wilmington to go to the beach. So, you know, that Wrightsville Beach is in Wilmington, to spend some happy birthday with her sister. Today's her birthday, and I want to just say happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there that are trying to do good for their children, whether they're married or, you know, those single fathers out there that are just struggling, you know what I'm saying? Happy fathers for trying to even try to be, you know, that good father that you're trying to be. So that's what I want to say, happy Father's Day.
I was talking to my mother about Father's Day, and I wanted to let her know how proud I am of my youngest son. He has three little ones, and the phenomenal thing about him is that he is the only male in the family that I know of thus far that has been able to play mommy and daddy to his children, because he has equal joint custody with his co-parent, and I mean right down to changing diapers and being there when children have been sick, because he has them half of the week's time. So he gets them when they're teeny, teeny infants with bottle, and he has to make bottles for them and change diapers and do the, you know, the runny nose. And he is the only male in my family that I have ever known. Now, you know, if I'm wrong, family members can tell me, that I have ever taken on that role as mother, father for his, or father, mother for his children, because he's not with the female counterpart. And so when it's his turn to have the children every week, he has to do it. He has to do it all. Cook for them, clean for them. He has to do it all. Get them ready for school. He does it just like a female single parent does, you know, on his day. So, you know, I want to applaud my number three son, as I call him, because I have three sons. So I got the number one son, the number two son, and he's my number three son. And then I have one and only number one daughter. So, you know, she gets it all by herself, you know.
Yes.
So why were you asking me prior to the show, Miss Jules, did I call my son up and wish him happy Father's Day? He is
Thank
not my
you.
Father.
Understandable that, but he's a father, and you were saying to me, what were you saying? You know, I was saying he is a father. What did you say?
Mm-hmm.
He's not your father, but
he's
he
not
is
my
a father.
Father. Right.
So
on my Facebook page, I have dedicated my cover photo to him and his three children. They're standing there with their arms up in the air in front of the Apollo Theater, and that's what I've done in honor of him for Father's Day. And unless you have more to say, that leads me into a wonderful topic.
Well, I wanted to say before that was, you know, I have a friend, and her nieces, They were like, okay, what are we going to do tomorrow, Aunt Kathy? And she said, wait a minute, for who? And they said, for, you know, your brother. And she was the same, that's not my father. When are you going to take the rings and do something? You know, the sister shouldn't do anything. It's your father. Our father has passed away. You know, and they just stepped back and looked at her like she is just like, what? But you got, you know, you got the job, you got the money, so why don't the sisters? They had to tell them, y'all are grown up now. You know, even he thought, well, you know, let's do something for the father. They, again, said, you are our brother. When are your children? So it's just like we were talking also about, you know, jobs. You know, you own your own business, you know, and we were saying, you know,
right,
when you open up your own business as a child, and I said to you, if you start something, you're going to have to do that for the rest of your life. So if you forget next year, they're going to be mad at you. Hey, you,
mm-hmm.
You did that last year. You said Happy Father's Day when I didn't have a child, but my business was my child. Why haven't you done it again?
Well, it was the business owner that brought it to my attention. That's the only reason why they got a Happy Father's Day, because
right.
I recognize the fact that, yes, you know, when you have a small business, your small business, and when your business is incorporated, you are incorporating an entity unto itself. That business becomes its own personality, its own entity. You can sue it. You can do anything you want to it, and it is, it's really, people don't realize that.
Oh, my
that.
Goodness.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
A business, absolutely. I mean, when you go and you want to sue a business, you're suing the business. And a lot of times, the personal assets of the individuals involved putting the business together, they are not touched. It's the assets of the business. The courts cannot touch you as an individual. They touch the business, whatever
wow.
the assets of the business are. Now, you can get touched if you are at fault, just like a parent. If you are at fault for the business doing the crafty, shady stuff, you can be touched. You know,
okay.
They call it piercing the corporate veil. Oh, I'm good. I remember this stuff when I owned my own
wow.
business. Piercing the corporate veil, then they, for nonprofits, then they start looking at the board of directors. It's like, what do you mean you weren't there to vote on that? Yeah, well.
Okay, so you can say happy.
Businesses.
Okay, so I'm going to say you can say Happy Father's Day to whoever you feel should have a Happy Father's Day, whether it be your
right.
friend, you know, your brother, your, oh, that was another thing,
yep.
you know. I had to compliment, you know, I was saying to this woman, I said Happy Father's Day to her, and I had another person say she's not a father. She will never know how to be a father. She is a mother, and just like a man, a male, does not know how to be a mother, you know. Now, you could be the best mother you want to be, the best father you want to be, but you will never know how it feels to be a male and a father. So men should have their Father's Day and women should have their Mother's Day. How do you feel on that, Duchess? Should
I just said how I felt. I look at my youngest son and play mommy and daddy in his children's role, in his children's lives. And when my children were coming up, I was a single parent. Who do you think took the father role at the time when it came to teach my son certain things that only a father could teach them? I had to figure out how to teach them those things. Don't let me start getting personal now.
Okay.
All right? Because somebody
right,
had to
right.
teach them as they were reaching puberty, certain things that they needed to do to protect themselves and other things in their lives. There was
okay,
no father to do this for me. So I had to play certain roles of daddy roles at the time also.
All right.
Now
I understand.
So, I mean, many times I would call my mother, my own mother, up on Father's Day and wish her Happy Father's Day because we had no father in the house. She was it,
okay.
you know. So, yeah. I think it's easier
Thank
for
you.
A woman to know how to do, do some of the daddy things than it is for a man to know how to do some of the mommy things. I mean, well, what's going to happen when my just her age of puberty? What is he going to do when she reaches
puberty
age? He's
going to call his sister. He's going to call his sister and be like,
right. Sister, his mother, you know, and thank goodness her mother is still around, you know. But he's going to get her during those times of the month. He's going to get her during visitation. She's coming over there. So he may as well, he's going to have to learn.
So
you know,
I did
not,
say Happy
you know.
Mother's Day to him when he had them on Mother's Day, and that's when I had a friend that said, oh, he's not a mother. He doesn't know how to be a mother, and that's why I brought it up.
Yeah,
and I said, well, yeah, he doesn't know how to breastfeed and all that other stuff, but I feel that he is a mother and a father. So.
You know how
he
many mothers don't know how to breastfeed? You know how many mothers don't know how to breastfeed because they never breastfed?
Yes. Okay.
He knows how to make that formula and stick that bottle
true.
In that baby's mouth and burp that baby when that baby needs to be burped. I'm telling you, you know, people have to be careful what they say when they start. I mean, babies are being raised unisex-wise now, you know, by daddies or mommies. That's why you can't say that it's not something that can or can't be done, because now you have same-sex marriages, same-sex relationships where there's two daddies in the house and two mothers in the house. So what's happening with those children? See, don't go there, or those people who are against all that stuff will definitely jump on it.
Yes, Inside Matters, that's what we're all about. They need to call in 347-324-3030 and give your opinion on this, because I know that there's a lot of people out there listening to us, and they might have their own opinion, and that's what happens. It's the inside that matters, and that's why we're called what we are. Thank
and do
you.
We have anybody in the chat room?
Oh, my goodness. No, we don't. Not
okay,
as of
well,
right now, but we will.
Okay, keep your eye on the chat room. And the guest call-in number is area code 347-324-3030. And call us. We would really like to hear what you've got to say on any topic that we discuss. When I was talking about my son's picture in front of the Apollo Theater, and I was saying it would lead us into the next topic or another topic. That topic would be Miss Ruby Dee, who passed away this Wednesday.
Mm.
Well, I don't want to get into her just yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Because remind me of the Apollo picture. That's what's making me think I want to. Nah, not yet. No, I'm not finished with Father's Day and the energy that's surrounding the face of this earth, because this is ascension time. This is ascension time, and we've been ascending. The energy vibrations on the face of this earth have been causing cosmic changes, weather changes, energy changes, even inside. Matters are changing for everybody, every human being in existence, whether you believe it or not. It's mm-hmm. happening to you. And this week in particular, and Father's Day for sure, which is today, this week we have been blessed with what they call incredible, powerful solar flares that have amplified beyond measure the ascension flame that is bathing the earth throughout the month of this whole entire month of June. And this week in particular, we are also being held in the embrace of the full momentum of a rare Friday the 13th full moon. Now, I don't know if you were aware of it, Jules, but we had a full moon on Friday the 13th. I always
it was
call Friday
beautiful.
The
13th. Oh, my goodness. It was
my
beautiful.
My lucky day. How do you feel about Friday the 13th?
I love it. I love it because,
okay,
I mean, there's so much negative out there that it's full of positive, you know?
Right.
It's like there's so
absolutely.
Much negative. If you are the positive, then you can have it all. It's like all the positive
mm-hmm.
can come to you because everybody's focusing on the negativity.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of these influxes of light You know, what they do is they are greatly empowering the patterns of perfection of the divine. They call it the divine masculine. And empowering the divine mass that flows through humanity's consciousness today on Father's Day. So it's like it's empowering the energy of the day, Friday the 13th, full moon, divine masculine energy on the face of this earth, and it's flowing through humanity's consciousness today because this is Father's Day. This day is celebrated by many countries around the world, you know, fathers, that father energy. And these aspects of the divine masculine will bless every man, woman, and child on earth this Father's Day as millions of people around the world focus on the love they have for their fathers.
Holy cow.
Isn't that deep? That's a powerful thing.
That is deep.
You know? And you don't have to be focusing on fathers that are alive. We're focusing on father energy, masculine energy of the ancient ancestors, the fathers who have made their transition to other realms, to another realm.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a lot of energy that's being concentrated and focused on, okay? So,
right.
And this energy, up until the month of June, this energy has been mostly unavailable to the masses of humanity. When we lost awareness of our divine mother's energy, the feminine energy, remember we talk about our President Barack Obama, you know, he's the epitome of feminine energy coming forward and the feminine energy, which is needed because of all the masculine warring energy that preceded him.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, when we began using our masculine power without the balance, we were using it without the balance of feminine love. But everything has changed. Everything is now changing. The life transforming activities of light have been accomplished through the unified, they call it the unified efforts of heaven and earth so far this year. And they have paved the way not only for our feminine divine energy and her divine love, but for the aspects of the masculine divine as well. So we're beginning to come into a balance of it. These divine qualities that the masses of humanity have been oblivious to since our fear-based human egos took control over our earthly bodies. Now, we talk about the ego all the time and how it just, you know, wants to put fear in us all the time. Okay? But now, feminine energy and the masculine energy, they're beginning to meet their balance. And this is, and they have this, there's a website for those of us or those of you who want to learn more about this, because I'm not going to take up the whole show about it because there's a lot going on. And when it's energy, you really have to pay attention to the totality, pay attention to it totally, or you can get lost. You can get lost in trying to describe it because it's energy. And that's all we are, big balls of energy. So there is a website. There's a website that you can go to, and it's called, I think it's www.eraofpace.org. It's eraofpeace.org. And you'll be able to... there's an activity on their website where you can invoke the I am ascending into my I am presence vibration. And all of that is happening on this this Father's Day because of the energies and the full moon on the 13th. One of the things it says is the following is a very powerful activity of light that the company of heaven has given to us at this time. It is specifically designed to help humanity take full advantage of this awesome opportunity. It is stated in the first person, this invocation. So we will each experience this powerful ascension process individually, but know that simultaneously we are invoking this light on behalf of all of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Mother Earth. That's a deep, powerful time for us. So I wanted to share that with everyone, you know, Father's Day here and all. And sit back and relax in this surge of powerful ascension energy that's overtaking the planet Earth. We sure need it. You can tell by the rain that's falling. You had a lot of rain lately?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I got stuck in rain. I got caught in rain. And then you watch that electricity is just powerful. I mean, just shooting down. I'm in the rain with the little one, and we're running. She's like, run, let's catch it, you know. It's just like in one spot, I've never seen this. Maybe I have. In one spot, it's sunny. And you go maybe, you know, 2 feet, and then it just rains. And we just like, well, how did that happen? You could see the darkness as you walk into it, and then you turn around, and it's just sunny, and it's crazy because it's like just across the street. You know,
yes,
it's raining
absolutely.
At the park, and then at home it's not.
Right. The ground is as dry can be.
And it's beautiful, though. I mean, it's like, it's beautiful because it's amazing. It's amazing how it happens.
Well,
yes,
water is cleansing.
We've had a lot of rain.
Water is cleansing. Water is purification. I love when it rains. It smells so clean and fresh outside. But I also want you to know it's creating havoc. There have been flood warnings. There have been flood threats. Things have been flooding all over the place. I mean, there are
trees are falling.
Yes, trees falling. They can't suck up the water fast enough. The roots can't do it. So, you know, the ground is all wet and the roots are letting go. You know, there's a lot going on out there, and the only thing we can do is accept it as being exactly where it's supposed to be. And if we get all caught up in fear, that's that ego thing. We get all caught up in fear, we're going to miss the joy and the pleasure of watching as the earth goes through her evolutionary challenges and evolve into where we're headed.
But like you said, the joy and pleasure, because if we didn't fear, you know how much energy you was just talking about? It's going to be letting out energy of fear and not pleasure and happiness. So that's going to cause more havoc. You know, that energy is going to cause more havoc out there. So we don't know what we're, you know, we're helping. You know, we're... I don't know the word. I always get mixed up in my words out there, but we are having what we
the
are
more
doing.
The more we are afraid because we're part of the energy flow, the more we get caught up in the fear of it, the worse it becomes for us because it's a kickback. It's a kickback. Yeah. We are projecting, and what we project kicks right back at us. So the best thing that we can do when we feel like the lightning, the thunder, the flood, the rain, and all that other stuff, you know, get a book, turn off the TV, turn off all your electrical stuff. I mean, not fearful, but just respect the electricity that's out there zapping through the atmosphere. It's called a respectful thing. So turn it all off. Get a book and go read.
Right.
Why you
and
got
do
to
what
go
you
to
do.
The store?
Do what
when
you do with
your
little children. You know, you help them through it. Oh, you hear the thunder? That's just thunder. It's not going to hurt you. Oh, did you see the light flicker? You know, if you can do that with a child and make them not be afraid, then you can do that with yourself and not be afraid. So
absolutely.
Think about what you do with a little child and sit back and do that with yourself, because you don't want to cause that
absolutely.
Energy to go out there and support whatever it's happening out there.
You just see me sometimes I'm at work, and I mean, I'm looking out these big, huge bay doors, because we got, like, all around this big, huge facility, this warehouse, and all these trucks are opening. And you can just see the rain pouring down, pouring. And there's electricity flowing outside and that kind of thing. I told them don't have us working on metal tables with these computers and all these electrical wires. But that's my job.
Wow.
So, something could happen, but I don't think about it happening. You know what I'm saying? All I do is say, okay, it's raining out there. Do your thing. You look so pretty to me. But could you do me a favor? Please let it stop by the time I get ready to get off from work and I want to go home. That's all I ask. Please let it stop. You know, sometimes,
yes.
You know, majority of the time it does. It just kind of slows a little bit down, and I get home, and then it just picks right back up again. So we're all a part of this. We're all a part of this. And it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad to be alive in this day and age to watch all of this wonderful stuff happening on planet Earth. So this is what's happening on planet Earth. This is Duchess and Jules talking to you from Inside Matters, and we're your broadcast reporters for the energy flows on planet Earth and what's happening now. Did you like that, Jules?
Oh, you did it. You did it, girl. You did it on that one. I like that. I like that.
So, the ancestors, our forefathers, the changing of the guard. Now, back to the Apollo Theater. The reason why I keep being back to the Apollo Theater is not only because of Father's Day and my son, but because when I was a teenager, I danced at the Apollo. I must have been about 13, 14 years old, maybe 15, 16. I don't know, somewhere in there I danced at the Apollo Theater for a benefit. And there were two females and two guys, and we did Cool from West Side Story. They were in the garage, and they were doing the West Side Boy, Boy Crazy Boy, Stay Loose Boy after the Rumble, and Bernardo was dead and Riff was dead. Well, we did the dance, modern dance theme to the song Cool from West Side Story. I must have been
wow.
What?
You must have been excited.
I was. Blew me away. I was scared. But downstairs in the basement, there's the dressing room, and there's the lockers. And I had to change my clothes into my outfit to dance in. And I was down there talking to this lady, and I was telling her how raggedy the Apollo Theater was. This is really a raggedy place. I thought that this place would look a lot different. And she was agreeing with me that it is getting old and decrepit and so on and so forth. This, that, and the other. We just having this talk, me and this woman. And then I go upstairs, and I'm sitting in the audience front row of the Apollo Theater waiting to be called up to the stage for us to do our thing on Cool at this benefit. And the lady comes on stage and starts talking, and it was Ruby D.
Hey.
I'm talking to Ruby D about how raggedy Apollo was. I just grabbed my mouth, because back then, you know, even though I was young, I knew of Ruby D, okay? I knew of how important Ruby D was back then at that time. I couldn't believe I was talking to this very important star of theater and screen, Ruby D. Wow. So that's why I kept wanting to jump to the Apollo and move to Ruby D and the loss. I mean, to lose Ruby D and Maya Angelou within days, or, you know, a week or so of each other, it's a historical happening, in the theater and African American communities and worldwide community, because these two women were very, very special in different ways. Now, Ruby Dee was an American actress. She was a playwright. She was a screenwriter. She was an activist. She had poetry. She did a little poetry, and she did a little journalism. Perhaps she was best known for starring in the 1961 film A Raisin in the Sun. And she's also known for her civic work with her husband, Ozzie Davis. Now, when you hear Ruby Dee, you hear it, Ozzie Davis. And usually you think of them both, because this was a love affair meant in heaven. These two men fell in love, and they did most of their works together. They even acted together on the theater and in movies, you know? Should I go on?
Yes. I mean, you this was your time. And, you know a lot about her, and she was very special. Now, I saw her in Do the Right Thing. You know what I'm saying? I love that movie. Mm-hmm. I saw her in Do the Right Thing and American Gangster. So, you know, mm-hmm. you can go on. There's some things that I researched on about her. So, I'll jump in whenever you say, go ahead, Jules. I'll be like, yeah, okay. And I know. So go ahead, Mom. Just go ahead.
Well, you know, she was 91 when she passed away, when she transitioned. And she was born Ruby Ann Wallace in Cleveland, Ohio in 1922. And she moved to New York, Harlem, as a child. So she grew up in Harlem, and so did I.
Yes, I know that.
Huh?
I said, I found that out.
She took the surname D after marrying her first husband. He was a blues singer named Frankie D, and she divorced him shortly after, you know, after a very short marriage, and then she got married to Ozzie Davis in 1948. Well, he died in 2005, and I know she was heartbroken. And when he transitioned, I just knew she was going to go right behind him, because that's how much. They were together. They were together always, you know. Well, most of the time. She lived in New Rochelle, New York. That's where she died. I have a cousin that lives up there in New Rochelle. And while performing for the American Negro Theater, that's when she met Ozzie Davis. Now, not many people know this, but Friday, the 13th, Broadway theaters dimmed their lights in her honor. Now, that's how great she was in theater and breaking ground as an African American in theater on the stage. They dimmed their lights in her honor.
Mm.
Ruby Dee, often with her husband, Ozzie Davis, was a formidable force in both the performing arts and civil rights movement. So they were great, you know, they were known in both arenas. Most times the two shared the screen and stage together. Like you said, Jules, in Spike Lee's movie Do the Right Thing, and they were also in Jungle Fever.
No way.
Okay.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Wow. Okay. I watched that too.
They were both in Jungle
Fever.
And if I'm not wrong, there's this movie, this boogie movie back in the day, a Stephen King movie. Now, I could be wrong. Someone can call me on it. Stephen King movie called The Stand. The Stand, where's the war between good and evil, and people are lost in the wilderness and they're trying, but some people are being called to Las Vegas to where the devil's disciple is waiting, and there are others who are being called to this cornfield where this old woman is sitting on the porch rocking chair waiting for them, and they're calling, she's calling the, you know, so it's a good and evil thing. I think it's called The Stand. Like I said,
so
I could be wrong.
I looked it up real quick, That just, I looked it up real quick, and yes, she was in The Stand in 1994. You're right.
You go, girl.
I was like, okay, I can't let my Duchess go out there like that. I got to look this up. And, yes, she was in The Stand.
Right.
She was
now,
in a lot of movies.
Who was the husband and wife that played in one of Tyler Perry's movies, the last one where they were on the beach and they were in white? Let me see. What was the name of that movie? Why Did I Get Married Too? That's what it was called. Why Did I Get Married Too?
I don't know.
Well, you're going to type Ruby D's name in and you're going to write Tyler Perry.
I'm fascinated about all these movies that she was in, like Talking Back Our Town. I mean, Taking Back Our Town. It was a lot. It was a lot. I only had maybe four or five, but, you know, as I scroll through, I put movies of Ruby D, and I scroll through. It's almost like 25 movies, maybe even more, and I'm just, like, fascinated because she was a great woman when it came to movies and plays and stuff like that, and I found out that she did walk with Martin Luther King, and she was friends with Malcolm X, and, you know, she was trying very hard back then to stop racism, and she was a great activist.
Yeah, wow. She was. Her husband, Ozzie Davis, read Malcolm X's eulogy, so she was friends with They both were friends with not only Martin Luther King Jr., but Malcolm X. She received the Frederick Douglass Award in 1970 from the New York Urban League. And as an actress, her film credits include The Jackie Robinson Story, Back to a Raisin in the Sun, because it was a play and then became a movie, Buck and the Preacher. Now, American Gangster, that movie was bomb. That she played opposite Denzel Washington in that movie, okay? And she was 83 years of age, okay?
Mm, she still looks
83.
Good too.
Mm-hmm. And she earned an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress for her performance in that particular movie. You know, that's how good she was. It says her acting career started in New York in the 40s, first appearing on screen in the 1946 musical, That Man of Mine. So she's a hot mama. And I saw where First Lady Michelle Obama tweeted that she was deeply saddened by Dee's death. I'll never forget seeing her and Do the Right Thing on my first date with Barack. So,
see, I didn't think you was going to get that. I was like, okay, Duchess is not going to find this one. I'm gonna say that one. You done got me because you found it and said it, and I thought I was going to get you on that one. I was like, okay, Duchess is not going to find this. I'm going to get this one on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And you got me. You got
That's
me. Okay,
cool.
You was doing your research.
Yes,
okay, you are cool.
I was.
You got it.
Well, I kind of sort of had to do my research. I had to do my research because I'm up in years, and there's a lot of things that I can forget. I can forget, you know. So I can't find Ruby Dee in any of Tyler Perry's movies. I'm trying to figure out who is that couple at the end of that movie. They were so much in love. Who is at the end of that movie? The movie is Why Did I Get Married To?
Okay.
Why Did I Get Married To? And I want to know the cast in that movie. Because they're on the beach and what they're doing is they're talking about why did they get married too, and and they see this man and this woman who have been in love for a long time before couples find themselves struggling. Well, I can't find it. So maybe
okay, well, I got the cast. And
she would have been an extra. She wouldn't have been a star in the movie. when was that movie? No, she wouldn't have been because that movie came out in 2010.
Yes, it did.
Right? Right.
Yes, it
and,
did.
And what's his name was already gone. Her husband died in 2005. So they would not have been the couple at the end of that movie. So I got my, you know, I get all mixed up.
But it's okay. It's okay. At least we are doing our research. We're trying to be politically correct, and we're not trying to get false information out there. So this is something that we do. This is the what we do in our show. So we don't have anybody calling and you said and you got this wrong. And no, we do our stuff anyway. Because I was looking through the cast and I was trying to find her and I didn't find her as an extra. So.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
Another personality died this past week. He was pretty cool too, but not pretty cool in the way that most people would remember him. I remember.
Can I think
him,
of? Can I see if I'm correct, and then you tell me if I'm wrong?
Suppose you're wrong. Then I feel bad that I didn't choose that person. Go ahead.
Well then, okay, Casey Kasem.
Ah, yeah, you got him.
Yes,
absolutely. Oh.
He was the voice of Shaggy and Scooby Doo.
Whoa!
I'm on it, yeah.
Go ahead, because he was to me. He was before your time, you know. Because I used to listen to him on the radio.
Yes, Casey Kasem.
You wasn't even born when he got started. What are you? Somewhere in you a '70s child? That's when he started
in
1970. Okay, well,
yes.
Casey Kasem. And he was internationally famous radio broadcaster with the Cheerful Man, and I love listening to him and his countdown, Gentle Count Voice, who became the king of the top 40 countdown. And he used to usually be on Sundays. That's when you listen to him on the radio while you're driving all the way. You know, sometimes you'd be on and in the number 21 place, and you say, "Dad, I wish I had turned on my radio so I could hear him start with the 40." With number 40,
right.
Now he's already at 21, and then he would go all the way down. And the number one is this week's number one song is "So I Never Heard of Mama Told Me Not to Come" by Three Dog Night. But I guess if I heard it, I'd remember it. But that was the first number one song in his list back then in the day. And he was great. He was phenomenal. And in his sign-off, he used to always tell listeners, and don't forget, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Okay?
Now, that's a wonderful thing to say. If you believe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to believe.
Absolutely. You know, I like some of the ways that people end in, you know, what they're saying or in their shows. Ellen DeGeneres today, the last thing she says every day is be nice to one another or be good to one another. You know, she tells people, be good to one another, be nice to one another. You know? So
there are a lot
of people. I wanted to also mention that Casey Kasem, he was the son of Lebanese immigrants, and Kasem was active in speaking out for greater understanding of Arab Americans, both on political issues involving the Middle East and on arts and media issues. Arab Americans are coming out of the closet, Kasem told the Associated Press in 1990, and they are more outspoken now than ever before. people are beginning to realize who they really are, that they are not the people who yell and scream on the nightly newscast. And they're not. And people have, need to understand this. Did you see the newscast about the soldier who came home that the president traded 5 prisoners for this one soldier that was a prisoner of war over there? And the newscasters are berating him as a traitor, the soldier. And the one thing that I want to say is that his father was seen on the White House steps with president, and his father has a, one of those big Amish-looking, you know, the Amish people that have the big, or the big Jewish people that have the big beard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because he has a beard, they're saying that he's a militant, he's a militant, and that he's a terrorist because, you know, he must belong to some Islamic faction because he has this big beard and he looks like one of them. Why can't he look like an Amish person? Why can't he look like he's Jewish? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Why his beard got to remind you, because his son is coming from that country as a prisoner, why his beard got to remind you, you know, of a terrorist? But
right,
that's the
and
way
not
people
only that.
Want to twist your mind.
They do. And not only that, that is becoming a fad of the young people around here nowadays. I see a couple of young people. I said, why don't you cut your face? What do you got all of that around your face? Oh, this is a fad now. This is what I want, you know. So why can't it just be something that he wants to try out? You know what I'm saying? It just
right.
doesn't mean anything. He wanted to try out something new. You know, why can't it just be that? You know, but because his son is coming from over there, it has to be something like you said. Because
mm-hmm.
before
so
his son even came from over there, that was nothing. That was just him and his personality. You know, nobody said anything about him and his beard, but now it's something. And that's
yeah,
that's
so not his father.
That is really
yeah.
sad.
Yeah, people are so judgmental today. It's sad. And, you know, it's in a, and, you know, they make a big deal out of things that are issues that don't have to be made a big deal out of. Rather than making a big deal and getting all excited and wondering why our children are killing each other and themselves, these mass murders in schools and things like that. No, you want to look at some man's beard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you be looking at, you know, this mass gun thing going on? Because you don't think it'll happen to you? People are getting killed up left and right out there.
Right.
And it's our young people. Why? Why?
Let's figure it out.
Nobody's
you know, let's
excited.
Sit down
nobody's...
and figure it out.
Right. Absolutely. that's why I like watching Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, the fake news, because he asks these kinds of questions. He asks these kinds of questions all the time. Why we weren't looking at that, but we're not looking at this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And while we're at it, Casey Kasem, his name, when he was born, his name was Kamal Amin Kasem, or I'm sure it was pronounced Kasim. And he began his broadcasting career in Detroit. And he was speaking one day, and one of the students in Dearborn, Michigan, asked him, this is home of a large Arab American community, he asked him why he changed his name to Casey Kasem. And he said it didn't sound like a DJ. That's why I changed my name. It wasn't hip. So we decided I'd be Casey at the mic, and I have been ever since. Casey Kasem. So, well, he's transitioned over another voice for a group of people. And we can't disavow some of the other people who have gone before them, like they are famous women who we need to remember, like Coretta Scott King. She's very famous. That's Martin Luther King Jr.'s wife. It's because she lives walking by her husband's side doesn't mean that she wasn't out there. Okay? She was out there. His name was out
right.
there. She was there. I mean, you know, when they killed him, she was there. She suffered through everything that her husband suffered through. And then you look at Malcolm X's wife, Betty Shabazz. You know, so the women walk with their men, and men walk with their women. And that's the way it should be.
Right.
That's the way it should be always. Excuse me for clearing my throat in the mic. Because the mic is right here in front of my face. Boy, when this goes on the air, I'm going to hear that loud and clear. I'm going to be so embarrassed. So, how you feel today? I'm cooking some dinners.
For why? Look
yes,
at that.
Because I
am
want...
not speaking correct. For what? So why are you cooking two dinners?
Because I just don't want certain foods to go to waste. They're sitting in the refrigerator,
okay.
So I'm going to cook them. And then I'll bag them up, individual bags of meals, and put them in the freezer, like, you know, for future eating. But I had to cook them before they went bad. I was supposed to be on this vegan diet with a friend, and she just abandoned me, talking about, oh, we're going to go vegan, and I'm going to call you, and I'll coach you, and here's some how do you say, menus for you to try. And I told her, girl, then she wanted me to start raw for a week, just raw vegetables. I was like, you know what? Well, I had stuff in my refrigerator I had to cook up.
I
couldn't go raw. And I still couldn't go vegan because even my vegetables got to be sauteed with some meat. I don't feel like I had anything to eat. So can you eat nothing but vegetables and think you had food?
No. Yesterday I had meat and just vegetables, meat and vegetables all day. Not because I wanted to. It just ended up that way. And I was hungry.
Right.
I still was hungry. If I don't have some type of rice, I don't feel like I ate, but that's all I ate, and I was hungry. So I went to bed, and I'm just hungry. I'm like, did I eat a meal? But I was raised on rice. I, you know, the carbs.
That's the way
I was.
Gotta have
some carb. Right, so. Yes, but if you want to try to lose that weight, then, you know, you got to say bye-bye to the carbs every now and then. But I've been feeling a little sad about myself and my weight because I looked on a picture last Mother's Day. I was doing some good. My weight was down. I was looking all cute, and I was just, you know. But now it's just I gained it back. And usually when you lose, you gain it back faster or even more, you know, and I'm just not feeling myself lately. That's just, I'm feeling kind of sad.
Well,
I was
I'm
feeling
tell
kind
you,
of sad.
With the energy going on the face of this earth now, I have come to the conclusion that I am not supposed to worry about anything. I mean, I am to allow it to, the energy to pass through me and go on about its business. Just like when I'm driving along, if I don't worry about anything and I'm just looking at the scenery, it's just energy flowing through me, and it's just a beautiful day, just a beautiful day. As soon as I start thinking about something like, oh, I shouldn't have that piece of candy, now it changes my whole reaction to the whole entire day. I'm not doing
You're
that
right.
to myself anymore.
It's
I was
hard,
talking
though.
To my, you know,
is it not hard?
You
got to
practice. But, of course,
okay.
It's hard. You got to practice. You just got to practice.
Okay.
You got to practice I'm reading this book. He says you just throw your eyes up in the ceiling and let it go. Say, oh, hey, cut it out. Let it go. I was talking to my mother today. Well, I told you that already, but she and I, we really get down with the conversation. And she said that somebody asked her why did she do certain things? And she said, because I want to. I can do that. Why do you sleep until 10 o'clock? Because I want to. Why do you, you know? And so I said, wow, Ma, that is so good. Because, and then I started teasing her. I said, because I've been listening to you in my head all my life, Yolanda. You know, get up and make up the bed. Hey, get those dishes out of the sink. What are those clothes doing on the floor? I said, it just dawned on me. I can say my bed's not made because I don't want to make it.
I want to.
My dishes in the sink because I want them there. I don't have to wash my dishes. I said, and you mean to tell me I can stop listening to you in my head now that I'm a grown woman? Started laughing.
Wow.
So I'm giving you permission right now, Jules. Stop listening to your mother in your head. I mean, you know, you can respect your mother when you're in her presence. But if you don't feel like washing your dishes, don't.
Okay. Baby, I mean, my dishes in, they out that sink. Before I go to bed, I do not go to bed with
dirty dishes in that
right?
sink.
They are out. So thank you.
Well, do that because you want them out, not because,
okay.
You know, it's like, you better get those dishes out that sink, girl. And it's
okay.
Not your voice. It's your mother's voice.
All right. Thank you. Do you hear all of that? Everyone who's listening, call up your mother or ask your mother, just innovate in the voice and just say, Ma, can I stop listening to you, please? You know, even if your mother has passed on,
in
lay down,
head.
Meditate, and just meditate and just say, Ma, can I stop listening to you and be my own person right now? That is wonderful.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Be careful what you stop listening to now. There's some
right.
things that were good advice that you need to continue listening to. But dishes in the sink, excuse me, clothes on the floor. Why those clothes on the floor? Because I want them there. You'll get tired of them like I did. I must have done me 2 loads of laundry. I mean, I don't have any clean clothes now. If my mother was here, I would have got those clothes done like, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
But she finally made me get up and do my laundry.
Oh, okay.
So what are we talking about now? We're talking about animals. Ooh.
Oh. I saw a fox. I'm not around fox. You know what I'm saying? I saw a fox, and I was traveling down the highway, and this fox just ran across the highway. And not only did a fox run across the highway, a bug hit my windshield. And I'm thinking to myself, do you know that when you travel down a highway and a bug hits your windshield, you are invading its spot? Because that bug used to be able to fly freely because that used to be surrounded by a whole bunch of forest. And then humans came along and put a road through its house. And now he can't even fly freely because now you're driving down the highway and you are invading its spot. So here comes this fox and crosses the highway, and now it has to try to get to the other side because, again, humans have invaded its spot, and he has to not die. So I've never saw a fox before, just there. So you gotta give thanks to those animals out there because, you know, you came and, you know, you built up highways and buildings. And do you even say you know, even say, wow, I'm sorry, when that bug hit your windshield, do you even say, wow, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to? Or do you be like, dang, I got to clean my windshield. Man, that bug just hit my windshield. No, you hit the bug. The bug didn't hit your windshield. It was just trying to cross the path. No, you get mad because you got to clean your windshield. So every now and then when you see a bug hit your windshield, you just be like, wow, I just ran into the bug. The bug right. didn't run into you.
Wow.
Just a little thing to think of next day.
No, but it makes you think about stuff. I have this lady who has a garden. I mean, she lives in this gated community. You know, gated community, mind you. I mean, you got someone there at the front gate checking people who come in to the complex, to the compound. I call it the compound because they're beautiful, big, huge houses, but it's a gated community, you know. Uh-huh. And she likes to have her garden in the back of her house, and she complains. And what does she complain about? The deer.
No.
I looked at her. I said, the deer was there first. She gets mad because the deer. Now, it's cool. If you're going to have a bunch of deer eating up your felt, then why don't you plant something for the deer? Seeing as how they can't find food anymore because your house is sitting on their land.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this woman I know, and that's exactly what she does. She goes, and she's got all this land in her back, and what she does is she plants what she knows deer love to eat. And she puts it back in for them. Yes, very nice. Very nice. She does complain about the fact that they're back there eating stuff in her backyard. It was their land first.
Right.
You know? So, I don't know.
That is so beautiful. I like that.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful thing. I see we have a caller on the line. They don't want to talk, but
they love to listen.
I wish they had come earlier because we had a lot to say. How long have they been there? We had a lot to say tonight. We had a lot to say. It looks like they've been there for a little bit. Okay, so we're getting ready to close the show.
Yes.
And so you want me to do fox, or should I just pick a random animal for the show?
Can we see what fox talks about?
Fox
and,
means
if you would like. Fox means what?
Fox means stealth. That means being quick, sure-footed. You know, fox medicine involves adaptability, cunning, observation, integration, and swift of thought and action. These traits may also include quick decisiveness and sure-footedness in the physical world. If fox has chosen to share its medicine with you, it is a sign that you are to become like the wind, which is unseen yet is able to weave into and through any location or situation. You would be wise to observe the acts of others rather than their words at this time. Use your cunning nature in a positive way. Keep silent about who and what and why you are observing. In learning the art of camouflage, you need to test your abilities to pull this off. I beg to apologize that fox is camouflage. So, fox, where are you? Under the fern, becoming the forest, so I can learn. Are you watching, invisible to me, trying to teach me to become a tree? So, that's what fox is saying to you. Be a silent observer. And that's a cool thing. When you can step
right.
out mentally, step outside of yourself and watch what's going on around you. And watch yourself interact with people. Then you know how to
step back out of a conversation because you can see by watching this conversation, this is not taking the path that I wanted it to take. Let me see how to step back out of this and clear the way. So it's a cool thing to have Fox medicine.
So, and I think that should be the medicine for everyone.
Especially
everyone.
The fathers, the ancestors, you know, the moon, and, you know, we got the rings, and we got this, and we just step back and just look and listen and observe and see. That's all you have to do is just watch. You know, don't be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch and see. That's a wonderful
medicine
card.
Yeah, I like Fox. I like Fox. Camouflage. There's a lot that can be learned. And as far as the angel for the day, let's see, the angel card for the day. Whoa. How about enchantment?
Okay.
Recapture your childlike sense of wonder and awe. View the world as a magical place. Remember when you were a child and how magical the world seemed? The sense of enchantment is the spirit of our inner child. Somewhere along the way, did you lose that sense of wonder? The angels ask you to recapture your magical sense by remembering that a miraculous power surrounds you. Ask God and the angels to help you with anything, small or large. Don't worry, you aren't removing angels from more important tasks when you ask for their help with everyday situations. They truly want to support you so that you are free of worries. In that way, you exude the joy and wonder of children who trust that they are taken care of. And when you are joyful, your divine light inspires everyone who sees you. That's beautiful. I remember someone telling me one time when people are at their happiest and their silliest, that's when they're in their most magical sense of being. That's when they are magical. That's their magical moment. Like when we're acting like children, you need to grow up. Why don't you act your age? You know, when you're acting your silliest and having fun, that's your magical time. You're being magical. So it's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing. So I guess that's it for the day.
One more thing. I heard you had a grandson that graduated.
Oh, yeah, my poopy doo.
Yeah,
graduated from,
I saw him in his
tie.
Yes, it's graduation time. Congratulations to all the graduates out there. And I saw him on
kindergarten.
Facebook.
With his cute self. Yes, he did. And I took him to see the dinosaurs the day before his graduation. We hung out at Dinosaur World, and he had a blast. I was a little concerned, thinking that he might not have as much fun without one of, you know, his older sister. Oh, he could have cared less. He was all about himself.
Wonderful.
You know, bouncy and all kinds of things, and he had a nice time. He had a nice time, and so did I.
Congratulations.
Why don't I talk about how nice a time I had watching him have a nice time? That's the advantage of having grandchildren. When you have children, you're so busy raising them that sometimes you forget to have a good time with them. Yeah?
I see.
She said, I see.
Because I always wonder why, you know, the people around me have grandchildren, and they always say, oh, my goodness, my grandchildren. Oh, they are, oh, you just don't understand. It's the grandchildren. I'm just looking at them. Like, okay, I mean, they are just, well, come to grandma. You know, mommy doesn't know. Come to grandma. It's like, wait a minute.
You know, we disrespecting the mama. The mama said, no, come to grandma, you grandma's baby.
Hey, you know, it's the grandma that just be having the fun. And it's just weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I have a pillow in my living room on my couch, and my pillow says, what happens at grandma's stays at grandma's, okay? You don't know.
Funny.
You don't know. When, right. When my grand, I tell them all the time when they get in the door, well, Grandma, can I sign it? It's your day. Have it your way. Because it's only one. You can do anything you want to do within reason. Oh, you want chocolate cake for dinner? You got chocolate cake
Chocolate cake for dinner? We had to eat our vegetables. What are you talking about? Okay, okay,
this is
I understand.
Grandma's house. You know, if you want chocolate cake for dinner, you got chocolate. What you want for breakfast, baby? Huh? You know?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yep, you want pudding? Hey, it's got milk in it. It's got eggs in it. You want pudding for breakfast? That's what you, yep. Yep.
I love you, Grandma.
Anything you want.
I know you're listening. I love you. That's my grandma. She taught me how to snap, snap, snap. And we sat there with me and her with our string beans, and we snap, 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 snap. And I was making my green beans with my grandma. I didn't like them until she taught me how to make them. And right with her daycare, we snap, snap, snap. And, yeah, my grandma. I love you, Grandma.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens. You learn how to love things through your grandma. Okay? You know, as long as your mother is giving it to you, it's like, I don't want that. But as soon as your grandma gives it to you, as soon as your grandma says it, then it's okay. You know,
okay.
What grandma said.
I'll have a grandchild soon. I want me some grandchildren. So when my children finish doing what they're doing, then... Oh, that would make somebody a great. I do. I love them.
And they will abide by you the way grandchildren do their grandparents. They will, honest. Nieces and nephews, yeah, they're all about the aunts and uncles.
Okay, okay. All right,
so
we made this show go a little bit further. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we were able to make your day, Jewel. So
Thank you. On that
note, I'm going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, John Boy. See you later. I'm waiting for you to say, hey, who's that?
Hey,
see,
I was going to.
I'm acting silly now. I mean, this is, like, really ridiculous. I'm moving into my magical moment, and people don't need to be witness to that.
Okay.
I'm saying goodnight. Goodnight. Jules. I love you, too. Okay. Everybody, goodnight. Happy Father's Day
to the
daddies out there.
Yes, let's play that music, Duchess.
Ha ha ha.